according to the Daily Telegraph, the 100 best Christmas songs of all time only contain a handful of traditional carols, but many are very well known and, of course, are rolled out every Christmas. Now, there are some obscure ones. Do you know Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer? Do you know that one? That's number 17, according to the Daily Telegraph. But the others you'll recognise. So are you a I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day person? Or are you simply having a wonderful Christmas time? Or for the romantics, are you dreaming of a white Christmas? Or are you mistletoeing and whining with Cliff Richard? And according to the Telegraph, the most well-known Christmas song of all time is Wham's Last Christmas. So with all those Christmas images invoked in all those Christmas songs, I'd like us to take the word Christmas and look at it letter by letter. So for the children who are listening out the back, if you can spell Christmas, then you can follow the message this evening. Christmas, C-H-R-I-S-T-M-A-S. And I suppose I'm taking advantage of the lateness of the years and making a last minute run to attempt to preach the shortest sermon at APC this year with the most number of points, 18, Christmas. So we'll start with C. Now, C could be for crackers, and that's a good story. But C is for cards, a business opportunity of a lifetime, the Christmas card. Henry Cole saw it in Victorian times. He saw the opportunity with the invention of the penny post. You could send a letter by post. It cost you a penny. He saw a business opportunity. Why not make a Christmas card and send it to people? And it wasn't long before the Victorians were sending them in their thousands. And in fact, by the end of the Victorian era, 4 million cards, 4 million cards were added to the number of cards sent during the year, just around the festive season. So C is for cards. H could be for holly, but really it's for holiday. H is for holiday time, the most recognisable holiday time of the year. What's the question you're asked in the supermarket checkout, those of you who actually go in person? What's the question? You're normally asked, how are you? But not now. This week you're asked, are you ready? Have you got it all ready? Are you ready for the holiday season? Are you ready for the holiday time? Have you got the food in? Have you got the prezzies? Are you going anywhere? H is for holiday. And then R, of course, is for Rudolph. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. Now, I didn't know, but Rudolph first obtained his name in 1939. Robert May in America was asked to write a story for a children's toy department store at Christmas time. So he wrote his story, his little book, and within a few years, a song was written. A song was written. And now, of course, Christmas can't be Christmas without a rendering of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And then I is for icing. Christmas simply wouldn't be Christmas without a Christmas cake. Now, I remember, you may find this hard to believe, I remember as a child, it's the remembering you might find hard to believe. I remember as a child, my mum would buy a large fruit cake. That wasn't the excitement. But having purchased the large fruit cake, there was an annual ceremony of the icing of the Christmas cake. Now, I'm not talking about the commercial cakes with a rather disappointing millimetre or so of icing. I'm talking about lashings of white icing, flaked decoratively like a snow scene on a cake. And Mum would make the icing in a huge bowl, and the children would be outside waiting for the word to come to say that we could come and finish off what remained in the icing bowl. And needless to say, partly due to age, experience, partly due to competitive spirit, partly due to a little bit of quick-wittedness, I was nearly always the first to reach the bowl. I is for icing. S is for stockings, of course. And in my childhood, stockings didn't really seem sufficient. And actually, the history of stockings itself is quite interesting. But it didn't seem sufficient for us. So we used to have bin liners, large bags, as big as we were able to do, and not placed by a fireplace, but rather at the bottom, at the end of our bed, so that in our half sleep, we would wait for the rustling of the plastic of the bag. S is for stockings. And T. T could be for turkey, but of course T is really for tree. Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree. How lovely are your branches. Now, you probably know. You're probably comfortable now. You probably know it's Prince Albert who introduced the tradition of the Christmas tree to England. And he did so in Victorian times, and it's true. But actually, having a decorated tree in the house is much older than the Victorians. In fact, it was popular in Germany in the 16th century. And in fact, there's a reference, historical reference, to a tree decorated at Christmas time in Latvia in 1510. And then in medieval times, there was a tradition in this country, but mainly in Europe, there was a tradition of having a tree in the house hanging up, representing the tree of life. So Christmas trees, T is for tree. Are you still following? Do you know where we've got to? M is for mince pies. Now, I could have gone for mulled wine, and I could have gone for mistletoe, but we've gone safe with mince pies. And of course, mince pies usually, traditionally, originally, were meat pies. That's what they were. But over time, because of the expense of meat, mince and fruit was introduced. They're very old. It's a very old tradition. Now, they were made in an oval shape at Christmas, and that was meant to signify the manger. So fruit replaced the meat. But in Stuart and Georgian times, to be offered a mince pie was a sign of value. So if you were a guest in a house, if you're offered a mince pie, that was quite a status statement. And then A. A is for angel, and not the glorious beings that we read of a bit earlier, but rather the difficult, problematic problem of what to place on top of the tree itself. Is it a star or is it an angel? But it's not a new problem, because in Europe, hundreds of years ago, there were clay angels created for that very purpose, or even glass angels for wealthy households. And if you ever wondered, where did tinsel come from? Well, of course, tinsel was invented to represent the hair of an angel. That's why it's there. A is for angel. And then S, we come to S finally. S is, of course, for Santa, but maybe also more appropriately today for stuffing. For stuffing. And I'm relating that not just to sage and parsley, but the general feasting that makes this time of year so enjoyable and such a wonderful family time. A number of us have enjoyed feasting today. Christmas. So let's pause for a moment, because we've mapped out our Christmas with many of its essential features and its essential characteristics. But sad to say, this is the traditional Christmas for a multitude of households in our land today. And you will have noticed that we have gone through Christmas without a single reference to the child of Christmas. To the child of Christmas. It was an easy thing to do. It wasn't difficult. And it would appear the prevailing mood and approach of so many on this very day. Christmas without the Christ. But there is another way to look at the word Christmas. It's a perhaps a more wonderful way of looking at that word. So C is actually for a child. 700 or so years before Jesus Christ was born, Isaiah uttered those memorable words. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. And just a page or so later in his prophecy, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. A child was born. A child was really born. A child like none other. C is for child. H is for holy. This child was like none other because this child was holy. He lived a life without sin. He was light in a dark place. His life was one of beauty. He was pure. He was light. In him was no darkness at all. And he came to a world bathed in darkness and suffering and sin, and his life was radiant. His life was radiant, spotless, pure, unblemished by sin. Even his enemies couldn't accuse him of wrong. He was the light of God revealed. There was a day on the mount when his disciples on the Mount of Transfiguration, the veil was taken away and they saw his beauty shining, his purity shining like the sun. He was holy, untainted by sin, pure. And then R is for rich. For this child was rich, but not in earthly terms. But he was rich because of who he was and where he came from. God's beloved Son. Truly God, in those mind-blowing words, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity. Our God contracted to a span. That's a span. Our God contracted to a span about the size of a newborn, incomprehensibly made man. He came from the glories of heaven to be born as a helpless child, to be born into poverty. He was rich, rich in his person, rich in his nature. And this child was to be called Emmanuel, which is a Hebrew name, and it literally means God with us. God with us. the child foretold by Isaiah was to be God with us. God came down to his world. God visited his world. He came to be with us. He came to bring us back to himself. So I is for Emmanuel, but S is for sin. As the angel told Joseph, you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. He will save his people from their sins. He came to deal with what we can't deal with ourselves. He came to deal with the plague of sin, to rescue us from sin, from its power, its effects, its condemnation. He came to set us free. That's why he came, to bring us back to God, this child. And then T is for tree, but not the decorated evergreens. Peter, who walked with the Lord Jesus for 3 years, was an eyewitness of many of what things he said and did. He tells us of another tree. He uses the word tree when he writes in a letter. He says that Jesus himself bore in his own body our sins on the tree. This babe of Bethlehem, who came to bring light to the darkness, who came to set the prisoner free, did so because he came to die in our place. This one lying helpless in a manger, think of it, helpless in a manger, would one day be laid on a cross, to be lifted up between heaven and earth, and in that place to be punished so that we could be free, to pay the price for our sins, to take our sins in his own body on the tree, to lay down his life because of his great love, to bring us back to God, to make the way to God, God's own very presence, to make that way open again, to bring us back to God. T is for tree. And M is for monarch. Not just the Magi who worshipped the child, as we were hearing this morning, but the name this babe is given by heaven. Heaven calls him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There is no earthly monarch like him. No earthly monarch loves like him. No earthly monarch guides and protects and keeps his children like him. Christ the babe is Lord of all. And A is for the angels who brought the wondrous news and shared it with the shepherds. Not the cardboard cutouts, not the elaborately decorated ones, not even the ones that people pretend and so on. The glorious beings in the scriptures. Glorious beings before whom toughened, hardened, weather-beaten men fell down in fear and terror. And yet it was a message of peace and joy. To you, this day in the city of David is born the Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. The Saviour who is Christ the Lord. And finally, point number 18. We've reached the end. S is for Saviour. He came to save us from our sins. But not only did he die, he rose from the dead. He really died. He really rose. And if you'll forgive a mixing of the seasons, up from the grave, he arose with a mighty triumph or his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and this little babe in Bethlehem now lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. The babe of Bethlehem, the true meaning of Christmas, the Saviour, the Lord of glory, and today the Saviour of all who believe, of all who will trust him, of all who trust him for the forgiveness of sins, so that one day we will all sing his praise in his presence. S is for Saviour. Is this babe in Bethlehem your Saviour tonight? Is he your Saviour? This one who was born, this one who was without sin, this glorious Christ child, very God of very God, the Saviour who is Christ the Lord.